What is discomfort tolerance and why is it relevant to your anxiety? Discomfort is the word used to describe the feeling you have when you have anxiety. You're feeling uncomfortable, edgy, possibly with physical side effects and so on. When we have anxiety, we feel discomfort. Now, this feeling of discomfort is felt by everyone when they have anxiety. But the amount of discomfort felt and what you do with that uncomfortable feeling varies from person to person. I need to remind you here that anxiety is felt by everyone and will never go away. What we do is we manage anxiety, we learn to manage our anxiety, and we go on managing our anxiety and we reduce its impact on our life. Anxiety does get better in that it does reduce and isn't a bad thing. So why is discomfort tolerance important? Because in order to start managing your anxiety effectively, you need to improve your discomfort tolerance levels. You need to accept that you're going to feel uncomfortable and not let that feeling stop you from doing whatever it is you're anxious about. When we feel anxiety, we can feel distressed and uncertain. Like I said, this is normal. But if you withdraw, you avoid whatever's making you feel anxious to stop the feeling may only go away, but it's temporary. You haven't managed the anxiety. You're just avoiding it. You didn't like feeling uncomfortable, so you stopped. And I completely understand that. Now, if you're able to tolerate that uncomfortable feeling and keep going, you're not letting the anxiety stop you. And ironically, the uncomfortable feeling will reduce. That really is the ironic thing about discomfort tolerance. The more you are able to tolerate the feeling of uncomfortable, the less you feel uncomfortable. Bizarre. The less you feel discomfort. I feel I need to use like a really clever comparison here to help it become clearer. So let's say that your anxiety is an illness that requires a course of injections to help you learn to manage it. Now, I'm going to tell you, honestly, each injection is going to hurt and it's going to make you poorly for a few hours after. But with each injection, it gets easier and eventually you will be cured and you'll only need boosters every now and then. So would you take those injections to stop anxiety controlling your life? Would you tolerate those injections for a longer term gain? Now, I'm hoping the answer is yes. If it's not yes, then it might be worth listening to another recording that I've done called Managing Anxiety, Don't Procrastinate, Motivate. But let's say your answer is yes. Yes, sir. So let's begin the injections. But of course, it's not really about injections. It's about taking small steps to challenge yourself and improve your ability to feel uncomfortable. And that's what the attached CBT worksheet is all about. Think of things that usually make you feel uncomfortable and that you would usually avoid doing and plan to actually go through with it. It may be a positive action, a little thing like ringing the doctor or calling a friend or going somewhere you don't usually go or even answering the phone when an unknown number rings. How many of us avoid that? Why? It may be that you're going to refrain. You're going to stop doing something such as needing the dishwasher to be stacked correctly before you can relax. Then plan it. When are you going to do it? What will you tell yourself when you feel uncomfortable and you want to stop or you want to go and do the dishwasher? Do it. Work through the uncomfortable feeling. Try it. And afterwards, how did it go? Did you get through the uncomfortable feeling? Was it as bad as you thought? Now, it may have been not very good, but each time you do it, it'll bother you less. Or each time you don't do it, it'll bother you less. Remember, there's no failure, only feedback. Perhaps it was something too big. Could you do something smaller? Was it the uncomfortable feeling that stopped you doing it? What could you say to yourself next time you do it? Now, like I said, with each challenge, think of it as an injection. The more you do, the easier it will become in the long term. You may have some minor setbacks like, well, that didn't work very well, but that's fine. Setbacks are fine. Think of the long-term goal. Going back to the injection analogy, the example, you also are going to need regular booster injections. So you will need to keep reminding yourself to work through any uncomfortable feelings in the future to maintain your good levels of being able to tolerate feeling uncomfortable. I do it all the time. I have to go, yep, I'm uncomfortable, but that's okay, it will pass. Go through it. There will also be times when you dip because of life circumstances, when you're ill or you're tired. I mean, like I said, when I'm tired, I'm so either angry or emotionally vulnerable and needy. And I can't tolerate any discomfort. I'm like, that's why I sweat it. I can't do it. And that's okay. It's normal. I just take a bit of time to nurture myself and then I get back to it. Feeling uncomfortable is a normal part of life. Anxiety is a normal part of life. Don't let it manage you. You manage it. Thanks for listening, and remember, you are amazing.